revere or worship with extended hands to be mown, which that actually makes no sense with the verse whatsoever. And then it says, confess and praise. All right, now we'll go down to the next one, which is Psalms 22-33. It says, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye seed of Israel. Now in 2 Chronicles 20:19, it says, and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korathites stood up to praise the Lord of God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Then in Psalms 117:2, it says, For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. And those all are from the Hebrew word halo. It means to shine, make a show, boast, to be clamorously foolish, or to celebrate glory or praise. Then we get Psalms 117:1, I believe. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. And that's from the word shabak. It is to address in a loud tone. Praise, pacify as if by words, triumph, loud, or glory. Then we go down to Hebrews 13:15. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. That was actually in Greek instead of Hebrew, the only one actually in Greek. And it is onyasis, which actually means praise or offering. Now going down to Psalms 95:6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. I think it's actually one of the Psalms. That is saw, call. This is bow down, crouch, fall down, humbly beseech, or do reverence, worship. You got John 4:23, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And that's from, I mean, that's moosh, to touch or to feel. Now I'm going to actually read Psalms 151-6, which Strong's did not have an actual original word for. It says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And that's all the scriptures. But what every single one of those is pointing towards is during praise and worship, it's something that's not about us. It lists a large list, or each one of those words means something completely different about what praise and worship is. What it boils down to, in praise and worship, it's actually giving an offering of praise to God. So it's something, part of the church, that we're supposed to praise God, and then whatever we feel that God deserves. I'm actually going to pick on Josiah right now. During the next to last song, Josiah was actually clapping during the entire thing. But that's how Josiah felt, that to go with the music and to praise the Lord. Josiah was the only one clapping. But he wasn't doing it for himself. I couldn't see you. I'm in the back. I apologize. But Josiah and Sherry were clapping. But they were offering praise to the Lord. So this during praise and worship is not something that it's for us. It's for God. That's all I have.
Thank you, David.